Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
The Breast Center at Mission Hospital now offers the latest screening and diagnostic tools for early detection of breast cancer. My guest is Dr. Stephen Simon. He's the leading interpreting physician at Mission Hospital's Women's Wellness Center, and he's board certified in diagnostic radiology and specializing in women's imaging. Welcome to the show, Dr. Simon. Women have been getting mammograms for quite a long time, these 2D mammograms, but now there's 3D mammograms available. Please explain to us the difference and what prompted the need for the 3D mammogram.
2D mammogram has been the gold standard for many, many years, and it's done very well for us, but it's not a perfect examination. And we miss about 5 to 15% of cancers with 2D, and that's because you're taking a 3D structure, the breast, and you're making a 2D picture of it. And so what happens is that all of the structures superimpose on top of each other, and that will sometimes create situations where a tumor is hidden by all the tissue that's on top of it and below it. And conversely, because there's all this superimposition of tissue, you can have tissues which look as though they're a cancer because you have tissues that are on top of each other and making something that looks unusual. And so that prompts people to come back and get more examinations for something that isn't even there. And so what 3D does is that it stops all its superimposition from happening, because what you're doing is you are looking through it just one slice at a time. And the best analogy for that, I think, is that if you conceive of the mammogram as a book of multiple pieces of plastic, like in a book, pieces of plastic page. And on those plastic pages are letters, and they're all different letters. And one of those letters, let's say, is a tumor, and it's a little different than the rest of them. And if you look at them and you look through all the pages simultaneously, what you see are all the letters, and they're all superimposed on each other. And if there's a clear spot, you might see that tumor, but sometimes you won't. And sometimes those letters will superimpose on each other and look like a tumor when they're not. What 3D does is it allows you to take those pages and pull them out of the book and look at them individually. So you can pull them out and look at that one slice and say, oh, they're just a bunch of letters here that are benign. You can pull out the next page and look at that slice. And you keep on pulling page after page. And then when you pull out the one page that has a tumor on it, you see that very clearly, because all you see is that one level of the breast, and if that tumor is at that level, you just see that tumor, and it's all the stuff that's in front of it, all the stuff's in back of it. You don't see that. All you see is just that one slice, and so that makes it extremely clear, and it's much easier to see, and it's much more effective than a 2D mammogram.
That's really fascinating, Dr. Simon. So does this replace the 2D mammogram, or is it an adjunct for it?
There is actually a 2D picture that is still taken, because there are things that go through the breast that are not in, let's say, the exact 90-degree angle that you're taking it at. And so these things will go up and down through the slices. And so you want to see an overall picture to see where everything is going. So the 2D is not replaced. It's an adjunct to it. But the 3D really helps you a lot in trying to figure out what all the densities are on the mammogram that you are seeing. And so it's a really helpful tool.
Is it the same procedure, Dr. Simon? Is it the same, you know, for women, we stand there sideways and they do the left and the right. And is it that same thing, or is it a completely different piece of equipment?
It is a different piece of equipment, but the experience is about the same, because you are standing there and you are getting the same views. The difference is that there's not as much compression, because in a 2D image, what you're trying to do is trying to get all the images, all the densities in the breast, you're trying to squish them apart, trying to get them separated apart so that you can see through the breast. Since we're doing a 3D picture and we are looking at it slice by slice, that eliminates the superimposition, so you don't have to squeeze the breast as hard anymore, and so it's a much more comfortable examination.
Now, what are some challenges with 2D versus 3D, say for women with implants or dense breasts or fatty tissue? Are there any other things to consider?
The dense breasts are much better seen on 3D than 2D. 2D has always been a challenge for dense breasts because you just have it's what we call the polar bear and the snowstorm effect. That you have a white tumor and you have glandular tissue which is white, and so those are all superimposed on each other, and so you have white on white, and it's very difficult to see. With the 3D, you can go through image by image, slice by slice, and these are 1 millimeter slices. They're very thin slices, so we can go through and see things that might be hidden by all this dense breast tissue. And it's been proven that dense breasts have the most benefit from 3D. But it's not as though a totally fatty breast has no benefit at all. There actually is a benefit even in fatty breasts. It's not as big as a dense breast, but you do see more cancers even in a fatty breast. And so it's better for all breast tissue, no matter what your density. And so it's really a great thing for everybody. Implants, the same way. There's a lot of superimposition of structures. And again, the 3D really clears things up quite a bit. And like I say, it's good basically for everybody, no matter what their situation.
Since this is relatively new, is insurance, does it take care of it? Is it covered by insurance?
Right now, the codes that we use for mammograms are the same codes as for regular 2D mammograms. And so, yes, if the insurance pays, which I believe they really must do for mammography, they pay for tomosynthesis too, because it's basically the exact same code at this time.
And does everybody get one of these now, Dr. Simon, or are there certain women who you're going to say, yes, she needs the 3D along with the 2D?
At this point, and we're speaking right now in late April, right now we're being selective in which patient gets the tomosynthesis, but we are in the process of replacing all of our machines with brand new machines that are all capable of tomosynthesis. So by approximately July of this year, which is 2014, we will have the entire department converted over to tomosynthesis, and everybody will be getting tomosynthesis just as a routine. So the quality of care here is really going to be right at the cutting edge of medicine, and we're very proud of that.
What about the radiation levels? Do they differ at all?
They actually don't. The amount of radiation that's given with the tomosynthesis is equivalent to the amount of radiation in a mammogram. And so it's really an interesting thing, because what happens is that the X-ray takes actually 15 pictures and then reconstructs it. And so, but the amount of radiation for each one of those is very, very low. And so when you add those all up, the amount of radiation is equivalent to just a regular 2D mammogram. So they've really done a good job with making this as equivalent to a regular mammogram as possible as far as radiation. And as far as the experience goes, it's very equivalent to the regular mammogram. And like I said, it actually is a bit more comfortable because there's not as much compression.
Dr. Simon, the thing every woman dreads when she gets her mammogram is those callbacks. You know, you sit out there, make sure the pictures are okay, and then you get to go home and you wait for that call. And it's the worst. Is this going to make fewer callbacks? Even if it's nothing, are we, because you can see more clearly, you have a better idea and don't need to call us back for then a diagnostic quite as often?
That's absolutely true. The amount of recalls actually decreases by as much as 40% with these machines, because the things that we call people back for a lot of times that turn out to be benign are the superimposition of breast tissue. And so this will clear those up, and not everybody will not get called back. There will obviously be things that still will have questions about, and obviously there will be some people who will actually have a true abnormality that we will need to work up. But the number of people who do get called back will definitely go back, and those are the people who have to go through that unnecessarily, because it turns out to be nothing. And like I said, this will basically solve that problem before they even have to worry about it, and will realize that it's a just a normal tissue, it's just superimposition, and we'll avoid calling them back because we'll have the problem already solved, and we'll say, yes, that's normal tissue, and you're fine, and just come back next year.
And Dr. Simon, in just the last time that we have left, please tell people why they should come see you at Mission Hospital's Women's Wellness Center for their mammography.
The mammography here is basically going to be the best you could possibly get. These are brand new machines. These are the best that medical science has to offer at this time. They're absolutely incredible. We're seeing things that you know couldn't be seen years ago, and there'll be more certainty in the people who get normal reports. There'll be more certainty than normal. There'll be fewer callbacks. The amount of radiation, like I said, is about the same, and so that's not a problem. So basically, you have the same experience when you walk in, but the accuracy that you're getting, as I said, is really top-notch. All the doctors here are board certified, so you really know that you're getting the absolute best care you can possibly get when you come to Mission Hospital.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen Simon, the lead interpreting physician at Mission Hospital's Women's Wellness Center. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4 health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.